Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the NC Grit Podcast. We have a lot to talk about today. Thank you so much for joining us. So we're just going to jump right into introductions. My name is Maddie Frost. I am a senior, and I'm on the Caldwell County Black Bears team. And my projects for this year are the Grit Tent Manager Project and Podcast Editor. And for today's episode, we have two awesome guests with us. One of them we know very well, which is Skylar. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Skylar. I am a senior and I race for the Cabarrus County Cog Crushers. I am a podcast co-host as well as the head of our mentor-mentee program this year. We also have a super special guest, Sianna, with us. So, Sianna, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name is Sianna. I'm in ninth grade on the Lake Norman Composite team, and my project is a grit recruitment project.
To get to know you a little bit better, we're going to ask you a couple simple questions that we like to ask everybody we have on the podcast. The first of which being, where is your favorite place to ride?
My favorite place is going to have to be Mambo. It's a 6-mile trail at Lake Norman State Park.
Awesome. And if you have a favorite trail, you have to have a favorite trail snack, right?
Right. Mine is probably going to be the Pure Organic fruit bars. They're like, they have a bunch of different flavors, but it's so good. Yeah.
I've never had that one before, so that'll have to be added to my list.
It's at Costco. So.
I love Costco. Costco has everything. How did you get into mountain biking?
It was literally me and my dad, like, sitting down. I think it was like 3 years ago, watching Red Bull, and we were going through like the different sports, and I saw mountain biking and I was like, wait, that looks so fun. And so then I asked my dad, I was like, wait, can we do this? He was like, yeah. And it just like progressively became like such a big part of my life. So
that's awesome. What are you most looking forward to about this NICA season?
I'm looking forward to race, obviously. I've been training, I think, since September. I'm really excited to just get to use all that out on the course. And then I'm also really excited to spend more time with my team and grit, because, like, the communities in both are just so fun. And it, like, gives me such a big break from, like, life at home and at school. Like, really good.
That's awesome. So jumping into the grit side of things, why do you think grit is important?
Grit's important for a lot of reasons. Like, it's so hard to narrow it down because it does so much for so many girls. But I think one of the main things is just offering like a safe and comfortable space for girls, so they like feel welcome and safe and comfortable in the environment and the sport. And it's like seeing other girls start to open up and become more comfortable with us, it just like, it feels like such an accomplishment once you like actually see them opening up. Like, it feels really good.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. So leaning into that, your project is the Grit Recruitment Project. So do you have a specific reason why you think this project is more important than some of our other projects that we may have?
All the projects are really important. They're all doing something, but I think the thing with this one is like, it's coming from a personal place. Like, when I first came into grit, I was like this awkward little girl. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. My helmet didn't fit, my shoes didn't fit, like I didn't know what I was doing. And I was really scared because it was a huge team. Like, Norman's really big and there's a lot of fast people on it. So that was super intimidating. And Grit just provided this like space for me to meet other girls and just take a break from all those boys. And I guess want to be able to let other girls experience that. And I love having the opportunity of being able to spread that and get more girls to experience that.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any big goals for your project this season that you would like to tell us about?
The main thing with this season is basically like building the base for this project, is this project is going to span over multiple seasons, and we want to be able to like progressively build this project to where we do bigger and bigger things to get the word out. So the thing with this season is flyers. So we've printed out flyers regarding NICA and GRIT, and we'll be working during the season to get those out and to get the word out to people so they can work to also be involved and help out.
I think that's awesome. And I think it's really cool that you already have a trajectory for the next couple of years. Like, you're not just looking at the right now, but you're really looking out into the future as well. But zooming back into the right now, what does your project look like throughout the season? We just finished up preseason. Now we're coming into practices and a little bit more regular events. And then we have event weekends coming up in a couple months. So how does your project work into all of those?
So during preseason, me and my teammate, Lydia Herrera, we made two flyers, one for NICA in general, where you can take it and it's not just specific to girls. It's just getting more people involved in NICA. And then we made a GRIT flyer specifically for girls. And we didn't just make enough flyers for our hometown to hang out, but we made enough for everyone. So ambassadors, girls, coaches, anybody can come. And if you all want to take the flyers, maybe take a few to keep in your car. So if you're ever like out riding, come across a family who seems interested, you always have those that you can give to them so they have somewhere to go, some information to lead off on. And you can also hang them up like places like rec centers, bike parks, bike shops, places like that, just to get the word more spread out. So those will be available all season at every event. You can always just come to like me or Shell if you want to flyers.
It sounds like you have a really solid plan for this season, but I also know that you have some long-term goals that you're going to try and aim for over your next couple seasons. So do you want to go ahead and explain those to us a little bit?
Right. So obviously the big main goal is to grow GRIT at least by 2% in the next 2 years. I know GRIT's already grown a lot this season. Really excited about that. Growing the community as much as possible in any way possible is like a big thing. Another thing would be to partner up with like different communities and schools to help promote NICA and GRIT, just get the word out to like different schools and different communities. Cause like, I know personally, I'll go to school and like, I'll talk about, oh, like I went mountain biking the other day and people will be like, what's that? So a lot of people don't even know what it is. And just to get the word out about what the sport is would be a big thing. Another thing would be to have like a structured outreach plan to like set up to showcase different like programs, different schools and social gatherings. So one way to do that would be like taking like a GRIT tent and a few like ambassadors to different races, like local races outside of NICA. So girls who race there but don't know about NICA or GRIT get to experience that, and if they feel like they like it, obviously they have a way in. And then the last big thing would have to be outreaching and getting people of color involved, because obviously there's not a lot. One thing I definitely noticed when I first joined NICA was that it was like predominantly white, and not that that's an issue, but like obviously, if somebody's going to join and they're of color, we want them to feel comfortable and welcome. And we want to spread the sport to all aspects, all races, all cultures. And I think just spreading the word to everybody is a really important thing. So reaching people of color is a big thing.
Absolutely. I am super excited to see where you take this project over the next couple years, and I can't wait to see it come to fruition, because I think you have a really solid plan, not only for the season, but also for upcoming seasons in the future.
Kind of tying into the next project that we're going to be talking about, I think it'll be really interesting this season to see how many of the mentees in the mentor program will have found out about NICA or GRIT through the flyers that you made. I feel like a lot of people already know what the mentor program is. It's been going on for a couple of years now. But we're going to go ahead and have Skylar answer a couple questions for us. So Skylar, would you like to tell us what your project is and why you think it's important?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am the head of the mentor program this year. And my goals are really just to create a space that girls who are new to the league, maybe new to mountain biking, so that they can connect with other female riders who have been in NICA for a while, who know what are going on, and just be able to give them an intro into NICA and into the inner workings without it being completely overwhelming. Because we all know that coming into a new situation when you've never been there before and you don't know what exactly is going on, it can be kind of scary. So being able to give them that kind of automatic introduction to it is really kind of what I'm striving for over the course of this year. I think creating a community is really important, because if you have friends that you can come back to and you know are going to be at the next event weekend, you're more likely to come back than if you don't know anybody and you're kind of on your own. So being able to give those new riders a space that they know who some of the people are can make it less overwhelming to not only come to the first event weekend, but also to come to the next one.
Yeah, I definitely wish that when I started NICA, I had the mentor program, because I feel like that would have kind of changed everything for me. Would you like to tell us what some of your goals for your project this season are?
Yeah, absolutely. So I kind of already mentioned it, but I have two big goals this year, one of which is creating a space that allows new girls to be comfortable coming into the grit area, as well as just approaching other girls in the league and being able to talk to them and form connections with them, other girls and other female coaches from other teams that they look up to or may think are doing something cool or stuff like that. And also tying into that is being able to give newer kids a way to talk to or go introduce themselves to some of the riders who have been riding a little bit longer. I think one of the big things for me when I first joined was I saw all these really good, really strong female racers, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're so cool. But I was really scared to go up and talk to them or ask them about what they do to train or how they eat or different stuff like that, or even just general questions that aren't related to racing. And so being able to build a community that almost immediately introduces the new riders to those girls who are really strong in the races, so that they're somebody to look up to and not somebody to be scared of, is something that I really wish that I had in my first couple seasons, because although they may seem a little bit scary on the bikes, those really fast girls are some of the nicest girls that I know, and I'm really glad to have been able to get to know them over the last couple years. I just wish I had done it sooner. So being able to give new girls a space that they can feel comfortable coming and asking some of those questions or introducing themselves to the girls who have been doing it for a while and who may seem a little bit scarier to come and approach, I think is a really big thing for me this season.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. Starting off in the league, I was definitely very intimidated by some of the faster girls. But now looking back, it's so crazy, because now most of those girls that I was scared of are like some of my closest friends. So what led you to choose this project?
I personally really love seeing younger riders progress. Some of my favorite moments from past seasons have been watching newer girls conquer a feature that they were scared of or that they didn't want to do, or seeing somebody try something that they didn't think they could do, and also just watching them progress throughout the season, meeting them at the first race and then three races later watching them have completely turned around their skill sets and just improved exponentially. It's something that I find extremely cool to watch, and so I chose this project because I love being able to be there for that. And I just want to be able to give everybody a space that they feel comfortable to improve and not feel intimidated.
So kind of like we asked Yana earlier about her project, what are some of your plans?
Yeah, so our preseason events were really just focused on getting the word out about the mentor program. We handed out flyers to all the new girls and just spread the word about it to get it out to as many people as we could. Looking into early season, we have our meet and greet events in February. Those will be open just for those in the mentor or in the mentee program, as well as some of our mentors. More specific details about that will be coming later in later podcasts, as well as when you sign up for the mentor program. On event weekends, we will have activities. Usually it's about an hour long and they're focused on different things. Sometimes we will have a scavenger hunt so that you can kind of get to know Pit Zone and how it works. We will have activities at the grit tent. I think we're also planning to do a couple mechanical type of events so you can get to know your bike a little bit better. So I'm really looking forward to this season. There's a lot in store, and I really hope that all of our first year girls can get to be a part of it.
Awesome. I'm also super excited for all the mentor activities this year, and I'm really excited to meet some of our new mentees. So what are some ways that other girls or coaches can help support your project this year?
Yeah, so the mentor program is open to any female rider in their first year with NICA, with North Carolina NICA. If you've come from out of state, even if you've been mountain biking for years on end, you're still welcome to join as long as it's your first season with North Carolina. The sign up links can be found on any of the North Carolina NICA Instagram or social media accounts. All of our mentors are senior or returning grit ambassadors. It's a super awesome team of girls, and I love getting to work with them every weekend. And I know that you guys will all love them as well. Signups for the mentor program will close January 22nd. So if you do have a new female student athlete, make sure they are signed up before that. Coaches, if you're listening, make sure that all of your first year females know about this and make sure they get signed up, like I said, before that January 22nd date.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing about your guys' projects. They sound super excited, and I can't wait to see where they lead this season. All right. So just a couple weeks ago, we had our adventure events. We talked a little about our first adventure event, which was at Whitewater Center. But Sienna, would you like to tell us about how you thought it went?
It was really fun. I liked the system they had where, like, at the beginning, all the teams were in the same area, and they did that little trail skip. And then we just all got to go off with our teams and explore the trails. Whitewater is actually one of my home trails, so getting to know my teammates who've never been there was super fun. And I got to see a bunch of my friends, and Skylar. Actually, I forgot both of you were there. I got to see friends after a little bit, so that was really fun. And I just think the whole day was so fun, and we got to ride and spend time with friends. I think we could spend.
Awesome. The next adventure event we had was at Browns Creek, which we actually logged 70 team trail core hours during the event with Cape Fear Sorba. Shout out to Greg Brinson for joining us. He is the president for the Cape Fear Sorba, so thank you so much for joining us. Lucy and Mathen from Onslow County broke the previous NCSEL Rock Dodge record, which was 26 cones. And they did 40 cones each, so that's super awesome. Trek did a small bike race, and they also did mechanical activities. So thank you, Trek, for coming out there. We also had the Garage Bunnies at this event also, which was a big hit at the first event. And it seemed like a lot of the people had a great time using them at this event too. If you weren't able to join us at this event, you can find some of the awesome pictures by Debbie on the NCICL website.
A lot of teams are just starting practices up in the last couple weeks, which means that we have a little less than 3 months until the first event weekend. I know I'm not ready for that yet. It is coming way too quickly, but I am super excited nonetheless. There is going to be all kinds of stuff to do. It's not just about the races. Everybody who registers for the event weekends can participate in all the activities going on. That's races, grit activities, pre-rides, adventure. The adventure tent will be open. The Garage Bunnies will be there. I believe there will be skills areas. It's just a super fun time. It's a party vibe the whole weekend, and it's super fun. I highly, highly recommend coming out, even if you don't want to race. They're so fun just to be able to get to know your teammates a little bit better, get to know people from other teams, and just be part of the atmosphere, because that's definitely one of my favorite things about the NICA season. On the last podcast, we talked about the grit hoodie design. It is now open for voting, so any female student athlete can go and vote on the grit or league social media pages anytime between now and December 17th. So make sure you go get those votes in. There's some good, really good hoodie designs in there this year, so every vote counts. I want to give another huge thank you to Sienna for joining us on this episode. It was so fun to have you and to learn a little bit more about your project. So thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to everybody who has listened to this podcast. And we hope that you will listen again next month. If you have any suggestions for future episodes, there is a link in the NCICL Grit Instagram under our bio. So go ahead and check that out. Let us know if you have any comments or suggestions. We love to hear them. So thank you again for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye!